Know the source. One Radio Network.
Nielsen. Love Harry, he's great. Open phone Friday. Stick around for a little while longer, but you got to participate for me to have some fun. I mean, I have fun, but I just want to go on by myself. But a lot of you are listening. I got the number here. Wow. But people are just shy. I guess you're just shy. That's all right. Okay. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Harry Nielsen. I love you, Harry. God love you. Let me see my list here. Oh, yeah. Adam says that when you eat various natural sugars, override the lechins. Lechins are sugar specific. That's the basic for their support cancer fighting benefits, the lechins. Oh. So that's why Adam eats fruit in the morning. They override the lechins. Yep. I believe that. Why else would people eat fruits since the beginning of time? Yeah, it's never just, it's always a yes, no, maybe. What a great phrase that is. How true, how true. What's the email address or web address for your Ayurvedic practitioner? You know what, sweet Aaron? I don't think I should give that out. He doesn't have a, well, I could give out his web address. Yeah, it's a web, why couldn't I? Let me see. Yeah, I'll do that. Well, I just can't get to pull up here. I'll come up with it and email it to this person. And then I'll give it to Lynn to put it in the notes. He might be having a problem with it. Anyway, I'll get it for you. Okay, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Someone asked Dr. Beagleson yesterday if he thought that cell salts were a reasonable thing to take, and do they Are they effective? His answer was, yes. So that was a good confirmation on this whole cell salts thing. And I've been doing it every day, and I don't know, I sure like them. I'm going to buy a bunch more. I feel great. And I've been giving Doodle some. And it takes a lot of them, though. We figured out the dose, and the one that Frederick recommends is the, see if I get this right, did I have it right? 2578. 2578. I think you can get those on Amazon. And he recommends you take 2.5 grams per day, divide it into three doses. And we figured out with the Highlands brand, 2.5 grams is 12 pellets three times a day. So that's a lot. I got this little cup, like a custard cup, and you pull out 12 pellets of four of them, and you got a whole handful of these little pellets, but they're just little sugar things. You can slosh them down with some water and boom. And you should do that three times a day, he said, and everybody needs these cell salts. So I'm just going to keep on doing them just for fun. Why not? Inexpensive, won't hurt you. They're homeopathic, easy peasy. Why not? Has anybody, have you all been taking them at all? Oh, a past guest said that Instapot was the way to go. Huh. I've had one for several years and has a stainless steel pot. Yeah, that's what you want. Great for cooking tender chicken, beans, rice, steamed potatoes, baked sweet potatoes. Just 10 minutes. That's the best part. Wow. That's Charles from Stephenville. Yeah, baby. Man, I think I got a new fast friend with this one. The time. You know, I can just put this stuff on and rebound for 15 minutes and dinner be ready. I mean, that's pretty cool. Good morning. Who's this? Hello? Hello? Hulda Clark died many years ago of multiple myeloma. Why do you promote her stuff? Jesus died. Why do you promote his stuff? Come on. Edgar Casey died. Why do you... People die. That's just even too weird to even answer. Sorry. Try to have patience. But, you know, let's see if we're getting butt dialed again or somebody's going to... Good morning.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey.
I can't hear you very well. Can you hear me?
Oh, kind of, sort of. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Where you? Who's this?
This is Janet from Indiana.
Hi, Janet in Indiana. How are things?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're fine. How's Aunt Marge, Uncle Harry? Good?
That's funny. I'm having dinner tonight with an old friend, a Catholic nun named Sister Marge.
Well, there you go. See, I'm psychic. I didn't even know I was psychic.
You are. You and Sharon had a couple of things you were talking about last Friday that I wanted to comment on.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was that you were talking about how you and your pets are kind of in tune with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And last August, I spent 10 days in Austin, and I went to a reconnective energy healing program,
really?
Which was wonderful and really interesting. And first we learned how to work with people, and then we learned how to work with pets.
Huh.
And so we practiced with pets, and a couple brought in two dogs that were used to being together, and one was an older Dalmatian, and the other one was a younger Dalmatian. And the younger one was really antsy and making lots of noise and being disruptive, and the practitioner was working on the dog, with the dog, and not having any luck. And one of the teachers suggested that instead of working on the dog, they worked on the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And that dog got quiet right away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So what did they do when you say work on the owner? What did they do exactly, Janet?
Well, have you ever heard of the reconnective energy healing?
No, I have not. No.
It's Dr. Eric Pearl, and he's been doing this for a long time, early 2000s. And he goes around the world. It's thereconnection.com is what it is. But it's the reconnective energy healing is this old, ancient healing energy that we all used to be tuned into, and we're just not tuned into it anymore. So really all the practitioner does is really just introduce that energy and kind of play with the energy, and then the person or the animal or plant or whatever you're working with goes, oh, yeah, I remember that, and then they connect with it.
Sure.
And,
that's how healing works, right? This energy, this energy is divine spirit.
Yep.
It's everywhere.
Absolutely.
It's everywhere. Yep. It's in a broccoli. Yep. It's in a dog. It's a cat. It's in you. It's in the trees. It's everywhere.
Yep. And yep. It's a fun thing.
Well, it's everything.
In my real life, I have to do a lot of paperwork, and I get so frustrated with that. And then I thought, well, no wonder I don't want to do paperwork, because I could be playing with energy instead.
Well, you know, you can do it as energy. Enjoy the paperwork, and you know. It's an equal opportunity love bug. It'll just do anything with love. It doesn't have to be fun stuff. If you don't like it, make it fun.
That's a good point. Well, you know what? That's one of the other things that I wanted to comment on is that I really enjoyed Sharon's story about her dad and when she took care of her dad when he was ill, and how first that was kind of drudgery for her, and then she recognized that she just needed to change her attitude and made it fun. And what a gift for her and for her dad.
Yeah, that's right. And I agree on the dogs. I mean, I know that the little itching karma we've been going through with Doodle is it's a shared experience with Patrick and Doodle.
Yep.
And the happier I get, the quieter I get and everything, the less itching goes on. When you're that close to somebody, a child or a lover, there's just no doubt that it's a, well, I mean, it's like that with everybody in the world, in the planet, in the universe. In some, we're just more, you know, it's closely connected with the people that we have warm love for.
That message, we're all one, that we keep getting.
We are. I mean, that's just not peace, love, hippie beat stuff. That's the truth.
Yep, I completely get it.
That's why...
The other thing I wanted to mention to you about religion, because you talk about that a lot, and that you were grew up Catholic, and I'm a cradle Catholic, and I still am Catholic, but I practice in a different way, and I do a lot of other really great spiritual information that I learn, but I thought you would find it interesting if you don't know that there are Catholic women priests.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and we have one that comes to my house.
Really?
Once a month and has mass, and it's a really wonderful group of women.
Oh, so has the Vatican said that's cool, or are they just kind of...
No, they haven't said it's cool.
They're just doing it anyway. People are just doing it. Yeah.
But the women were ordained by practicing male bishops. So,
right.
You know.
Sure.
Eventually it will come around. But it is a growing group of women, and they're all, you know, very educated, and it's just a whole, it just adds a whole nother really great dimension to it. You know, there are lots of wonderful men priests that I've listened to and that have great things to share, but, it doesn't make any sense to me to of course, not allow the whole half of the population to not be able to do that anyway, and women just bring a different viewpoint to whatever they're doing also.
Yeah, I understand. Well, thanks for calling, and
and thank you. We really enjoy it.
Oh.
And I was sorry to hear Sharon was not going to be with you, working with you again anymore.
Oh,
so we miss her.
Change. Thanks, sweetie.
Yeah. Okay. Bye. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Speaking of dogs, Eileen writes in. I heard you last week saying that you didn't watch this Dog's Life movie that Robert recommended because you thought it was a person reincarnating in a dog, but that's not accurate. Ah, see, so I assume. See that four agreements thing? I assume. See what happens? The movie shows the dog as he reincarnates through several lifetimes. Oh, good and bad, and most meaning coming from lives where he connects with people and finally enters a lifetime where he rejoins with a former much beloved owner and greatly improves that owner's life. Oh, cool. The dog has a voice telling us what he's thinking. So perhaps the reviewer, or I actually saw the clip and I just made the bad assumption. So it was my doing. She says, I understand your concern about a movie that would show a soul incarnating to a lower level animal, but that's not the case. So it's not a complicated film or anything like that, but it's interesting. So good, I'll do that. Dog's Life, I'll put that in my queue. So thanks for that. Robert said it was really, really cool. See what happens when you make assumptions? You could miss out on something unless somebody says, no, that's not what, don't make assumptions there. Lechins are commonly used in vaccines, says Adam, and pharmaceutical drugs. Oh, good. The Beaker boys don't tell us things like that. Why are they putting lechins in vaccines? What's up with that? Joyce writes in, how do you know who the boys are? Well, you don't. I mean, well, you do. Yeah. You do, but you don't. You don't. You know, we know who the Beaker boys are, right? That would be the pharmaceutical companies, Monsanto, Archer Daniel Midland, these people, Dow Chemical. These are the Beaker boys, that make all this stuff and tell you it's good. We call them the Beaker boys. And then the Beaker boys are also the global warming crowd, where the government wants to, they like to do this man-made global warming thing because it's about taxing carbon and carbon credits and stuff like this and making people freaked out and control you and blah, blah, blah. Not about anything other than that, in my opinion. And so they hire university scientists, which are all lefties, all of them, anywhere you go, they're all just totally way left politically, and they're they bought into this whole the world's coming going to crash because of man-made global warming. So they just do the science to match whatever they want, and they do that with medicine and with global warming, man-made global warming, and all of that. So those are the Beaker boys. Now the bankers, then we know who they are. These are the big banks that have controlled things since the founding of the Republic and the first bank of the United States, when Alexander Hamilton and George Washington sold out the Republic and allowed the Brits to come in and own the central bank, and they created the dollars and not the treasury. So, and these are all the big banks, and you know who they are. They go way back. Usual suspects, Citi, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, New York Mellon, HSBC, all these guys. These are the people that own the central banks around the world. And so they create the dollars. And these are the people that do the wars, that control the politicians and control the generals that advise Donald Trump to go into Syria when they just make up videos to say that Assad, it's all made up stuff. But President Trump and President Obama didn't know it because, they just listened to the generals. So it's not their fault. Well, it is their fault. If they're commander-in-chief, they should know and not just believe. But you can only do so much. But who knows? President Trump could wake up someday and say, this is just not right. And that's another reason why the boys don't want him in, because they know that he is a free thinker and doesn't really just go along to get along with everything. So those are the Beaker boys and the boys. And then, of course, then you have the globalist, the six corporations own everything in the media. And you can Google that and see who they are. Everything from the USA Today to, just every TV station, virtually every radio station, they own it all. Everything, newspapers, virtually everyone, magazines, The Economist, Time, Newsweek, they got it all. So these are the globalists that love all the things that Donald Trump doesn't like, that Hillary Clinton and the Bushies were all doing, whatever, free trade, everything, man-made global warming, all that stuff, open borders, Afghanistan to take care of the poppies and all that. Pipelines in Syria, which is what Syria is all about, is competing pipeline Russian and EU and all that. You know, it's really hilarious about if you really understood what's going on, and every time you would hear the Russian hacking meddling in the United States elections, all you can do is grin. All you can do is grin. I mean, you can go on YouTube today, unless they took it down, and you can put in there Assistant Secretary of Defense Victoria Nuland talks about who they're going to put in as the new head person in the Ukraine. So they'll stick with the United States and Europe rather than go to Russia. Is that meddling in an election? I don't know. Let's see. Would that be meddling in an election? No, I don't know. Probably not. But they do have a telephone conversation that's been taped and that's secretly taped. But I don't know if that's proof. I don't know. Come on. The United States not only does this by cyber thing, they've been doing it since forever. The Shah of Iran. I mean, come on. Saddam Hussein. Pinochet in Chile, on and on. They didn't meddle. They actually installed the dude in the come on. Tried to kill Castro 20 times and never did it. Is that meddling in the affairs of? There's such hypocrisy, and it's 50 million lefties out there just running around with their hair on fire, saying that Donald Trump meddled in the elections, and they just have no idea what they're talking about. I know I need to be sweet to him, but sometimes a little tough love, maybe he's going to help. I don't know. How are they going to wake up? I don't know. Maybe it's not their job to wake up. Well, I thought I'd play a song just a little bit for them because...
But they knew it wasn't.
God love them. This is my... Whoop. People are asking me. He's cool. Damon Albarn. He's got a great album. I think the name of the album is Everyday Robots. Damon Albarn. He gets it. He gets it. Hollywood is totally whacked. They're just whacked. Pretty amazing what's going on. Kind of fun, really. Okay, let's see here. I know you know a lot about Ayurveda, working with your doc. Do you know if there's any anti-inflammatory foods, spices that are recommended by your Ayurvedic doc? I know turmeric is supposed to be anti-inflammatory. Yeah, I think that's one of the, that's the one. What's good about turmeric, it's not hot. And Ayurveda does, they don't like a lot of hot stuff. They have it for thousands of years. They call hot stuff tamasic, T-A-M-A-S-I-C, which actually kind of gets you wound up and spiritually, and can also deaden your senses, like garlic. So Ayurveda has never been a big fan of these kind of things. They like more of a sattvic diet, sweet and soft and juicy and cuddly. So you do more kissing than fighting. But I think that's the number. That's a great idea. So that's I think that's the number one thing would be turmeric. Coriander. They love coriander, or you better, because it's cooling. See, we got a lot of heat. We got a lot of fire. We got a lot of acid forming of foods. Conflict. That the globalists currently, and it'll be somebody else after them, currently are doing to get people to fight with each other. That causes an acid condition. I wonder if everyday robots, do they get acid? Are they robot? I don't know. Transhuman. So we get a lot of acid. We get a lot of fire. And so soft cooling stuff like cilantro or coriander is really nice. One of the reasons why we're big fans of Andreas seed oils, the coriander. Wow. Boy, you take a hit of that and it's like your body goes, yes. And it's very anti-inflammatory, very cooling to the body. And also it helps get rid of heavy metals, because cilantro, as Dietrich Klinghardt said, it's one of his favorite substances to detox heavy metals is cilantro. So that's story there. Also regarding pressure cooking, is there one that you would recommend? What's your experience cooking with pressure cookers so far? I've only used it one time, but so I'm hooked. John, we have a nice one in the store. Just go to our store. You'll see a 6-in-1, about $79, Instapot. It's cool. They're beautiful machines. Now, before you buy that one, you might stay on Amazon, because you'll still be on the One Radio Network link, and look at the 7-in-1 and the 9-in-1 Instapot, and look at the different features. Depending on what you want, you might want to do the 9-in-1, but we thought we'd just put up the most least expensive one, because it does most anything. Beans and grains and chicken and fish and sautéing and eggs and a lot of stuff. But I think if you wanted to do yogurts, you might want to do the 7-in-1, but I would do that research. But the 6-in-1, they'll do you up. So I'm going to soak some beans this weekend, and I love beans, and I'm going to be cooking some of that. But the Instapot, yeah, it's really cool. Lynn has used one for a long time. She's the one that turned us on to it, who does our notes, and she really likes it. And I've only used it one time, so I'm no expert on that one. No expert on that one. All right. Knowing who the bars are, boys are, look at directors of corporations. Looking at who are interlocking directorships of corporations will give clues who the boys are. Yeah, and Andrew talks about that. I mean, there's so massive, just massive interlocking directorships of board members of, it's just crazy. You go down that rabbit hole, and I mean, could you imagine like how many boards of directors Westinghouse has, for example? And I'll just put in there Six Corps that own the media. And I think Westinghouse is one. Business Insider, GE, News Corp, Disney, Viacom, Time Warner, and CBS. Oh, not even Westinghouse. They're subcategory. Jeez. Two hundred thirty-two media executives control the information for 277 Americans. Woo! Total revenue for the Big Six 7 years ago was $275 billion. Pretty good. TVs, radio, internet—it's huge. So, could you imagine the different sub-corporations, whatever? LLCs, spin-offs, magazines, TV shows. You have no idea. Just boom, 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 boom. They're running the show. They're running the programming. That's a great word, programming. It is programming. And if you become an everyday robot, you get programmed. It's not, it's simple as that. I love the YouTube video with meteorologist John Coleman. I think, wasn't he a weather? He's the guy that started the Weather Channel, right? His explanation of global warming, climate change. Don't remember if you had posted it, if I saw it somewhere else, but it's a good one. Yeah, and then the fellow that we've had on the show from Australia. Lynn, what's his name? Lynn knows. She remembers all. He's a good one. He kind of lays it out. He can kind of help you understand, like your golden retriever, of man-made global warming. The math is bad. Okay, here's something here. I have found three silica product lines that silica. Nutritional historian Christopher Ball. Right, BioSil. Yeah, true. That's BioSil is a good product. And also, there's another one, Alt Health Silica. But don't forget, this is different from what we're talking about. Silica is good for the skin, really nice. But it's different from silicon, according to Exley, and it's different modality, and I don't know if it... if silica, according to Exley, it doesn't help. See, we were using the silicon. A lot of benefits for silica, but it's really different from silicon, the stuff that we were talking about for the aluminum in your brain. It's a different, Dr. Exley said, it's a different thing. Okay, what else? Is it time to go? My tummy's starting to do. One thing. If you're taking a lot of different pills for this or that, maybe you're doing some pill, like even the BioSil, which is a good product, and you're taking that for your skin, or sulfur we just mix with water, so it's easy. But you know, even with the sulfur, you could do this if you wanted to. Say you're doing, I don't know, some herb that's been a capsule, and you're doing three times a day. That's a lot of these vegetarian capsules. And what you can do is you can open them up into a little teaspoon and put three of those caps like in a teaspoon. And you can see it's a lot of product there. And my Ayurveda doctor taught me how to do this. And you can just put it on your tongue, right? So you carefully put the whole teaspoonful of powder right on your tongue. Don't move. You don't taste anything because the taste buds are not in the tongue. They're in the cheeks, I believe. Is that true? Well, because you don't taste anything. Then you take a big hit of water and then you start going back and forth like swishing around. And what happens is it's pretty cool that this big glob of powder sloshes around and you can do this with castor oil and you can barely taste it. And once you get it moving around quickly, you can just go gloop and it swallows it right down. And then you don't have to take all those caps. You'll get good at it. At first, it's kind of weird, but you'll get good at it. So that's a way to take if you're taking something four times a day or something, whatever you're taking. It's kind of a good way to do that. Do you know if Gary Hanna is doing the monatomic magnesium or selenium yet? You know, I don't know, but I'd sure like to try that monatomic magnesium just for fun. In the nebulizer, because you know they, Doug and Mel, tell us that we're all short of magnesium. I don't feel I'm short on anything, but it'd be fun just to see how it feels. Oh, I wanted to mention this because I have on my notes pit bull karma. I'll mention that and then we'll leave it with that. David Evans, thanks, Lynn. Dr. David Evans, One Radio Network, 2917. We also had him on about a year before, 6 months before. David Evans, if you'd like to hear his take on man-made global warming, scientist out of Australia. And I think he's about to publish a book. I'll probably have him on again. So we're going to probably end with this because I like to end with these kind of stories. You know, it's really funny. Now this is a typical, a very sweet example how programming works. That when we are not aware of our soulness, then we can say things that is purely a programming. It's coming from the ego or the mind, which is going on all the time for most people. And that's what we keep talking about. You want to figure out that you're a soul and not the mind. And but you can do it. I mean, you can do it. You can do it. Anyway, so I'm at the farmer's market with Doodle. And Doodle likes to talk to all the dogs. And so I'm walking there. And all of a sudden, this fellow walks by with a real, very calm dog and just kind of walking. And Doodle immediately says, oh, I want to go play. And I kind of let her go. I don't control her because she likes to play with the dogs at farmer's market. And so she started playing with this dog and the dog started playing with her and it was a pit bull. And but 20 seconds later, this kind of thought or feeling, and I'm very aware of my inner world all the time, thought or feeling came through of something negative about, oh, you know, pit bulls, they'll bite you, or be careful. You know, that it was just kind of a feeling. You know what I'm saying? A feeling. It's kind of you have a thought, and then you can have a thought form, which is a word. A sentence would be a lot of thought forms together, and then oftentimes they just turn into feeling. So this feeling was kind of a, you know, it's a quick thing, 2 seconds about, wow, be careful, pit bulls will bite you because they're mean, right? So I saw it very clearly going on. And I didn't react to it and it was gone and everything was fine. And I pet the pit bull and really sweet dog. And this fellow said something about, Well, I'm glad. I'm so pleased you're not afraid of pit bulls. Most people don't want to pet him because they think he's going to bite them. And I said, yeah, I know. It's just programming. And the way people treat pit bulls, and they've made them mean. And so, you know, you hear pit bull stories. Of course, they don't come in to their bodies as mean dogs. It's just a pit bull karma. So that's just one little example of one thought form that can come through in a whisper in 10 seconds. And just... So if we're not aware of these things, I had the choice of either buying into it and saying, oh boy, doodle, be careful, that dog will bite you, or I don't want to pet him. And see, the experience would have been that. And then I would have thought, well, that's the way it is. And that's programming. It's simple programming. And you have a choice. But unless we become aware of our inner life all the time, every moment, we are really running on programming. And the mind is running the show. And the mind is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master. And it's pretty much it's a universal issue in what spiritual growth is all about. So that's why I talk about these things, because it's just a game changer. But you can do it this lifetime if you want. It just takes a little time, a little effort, and let go of a lot of stuff, and you'll like it. You'll like it. Then you can then take responsibility and control your life. I can send you a little book that could kind of help you on your way to do this if you'd like, just to introduce you to this concept. It's a little book called The Call of Soul, and just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I'll send it to you absolutely free, of course, in a little package. I just sent out 10 yesterday, or 9, and you'll get it in a week or so, because I have to order some more. And it'll give you some ideas to think about if you'd like to become more aware of your inner life. And you'd be surprised how much fun it can be. And I actually think it's pretty much impossible, not impossible, but very challenging to attract the person that you really want, like a keeper for forever, until we can become more and more conscious from a soul level rather than, it makes it a lot easier, let me say that. So, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So I'm out of here. Thanks, we had fun this morning. I don't know where I got this song from, but I heard it in a movie or something. I just liked it. I haven't even listened to the words very closely, so it doesn't have any deep meaning or anything. Okay, Ken Roller's going to be here on Monday, and we got a great lineup for you next week. Thanks to Lynn for taking notes, and I love you guys all very much. We're going to be doing a self-order like real soon if you want to get some. If not, it doesn't matter, of course. And thanks for your ongoing support of what we do here at One Radio Network. We really appreciate it, being able to, you know, do our living and do what we fun stuff. You know?
If heartaches brought fame in love's crazy game, I'd be a legend in my time. If they gave gold statuettes for tears and regret, I'd be a legend in my time. But they don't give awards, and there's no praise or fame for hearts that are broken, for love that's in vain. If loneliness met world acclaim, everyone would know my name. I'd be a legend in my time. If heartaches brought pain in love's crazy game, I'd be a legend in my time. if they gave gold statuettes for tears and regret, I'd be a legend in my time. But they don't give awards, and there's no praise or fame for hearts that are broken or love that's in vain. If loneliness meant world acclaim, everyone would know my name. I'd be a legend in my time.